This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
First question here on 5 on it with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Do you still believe Caleb Williams can still be the QB we thought he could be coming out of the NFL draft?
Caleb, how was I supposed to know? We haven't let you go. I must confess. I think that I'm not anywhere near to the point of thinking that I need to reset my expectation out of Caleb Williams. I am going to be like, hey, for real this time, hey. Get better at these things. I know you can. Lou, what's up?
When you say for real this time, like how many times have you said that to get to the point where like this time?
No. I'm frank. Guys, I got to tell you, last year, like I was just like, he's trying to survive. And, you know, you're just kind of looking at the NFL and you're absorbing. And I was just hoping that bad habits didn't sink in. That's always my first hope with new Bears quarterbacks, is that knowing the apparatus that was in place to try to, quote, develop, end quote, them. I just wanted them to not learn all of the bad. So that was all I was trying for in year one. Now I'm just like, no, you should know how to run a sneak better. No, this cadence is still not good enough. No, there are some things you should be mad at yourself about. And he said he has. But like, okay, well, if you want to do this, maybe we should start with this first. That kind of thing.
Okay, so I agree with you, Layla. I'm nowhere near ready to say, hey, Caleb can't be the guy I thought he could be when he was taken number one overall. That being said, I will reiterate, you were taken number one overall, and therefore the expectations are sky high.
Yeah, the math, for example, the 1-1 and what the capabilities need to be, and again, like how much money you spent on the offensive line, like run a sneak.
Here's the things I need.
Run a sneak!
By the end of this season. From Caleb Williams. By the end of this season, I need to have the cadence complete. It shouldn't be should not even be a thought. That should not be what we're talking about with him.
I still like the idea of throwing Theo Benedict's name into the cadence and being like, not yet, Theo!
Not yet, Theo. Hey, that might work.
Hold on.
The other stuff I need from him is to make sure that he can, you know, hit a guy downfield for big gains. Like what we saw with DJ Moore, but more in the system, if you will. Like when it's designed to go take a shot, you hit the guy in stride taking a shot. That's something a generational talent should be able to do.
Yeah, go route.
Yes, and I need him to understand what he's good at and what he's not good at, and to be completely submissive to Ben Johnson's offense. That's why I need to happen. I need it to happen by the end of this season. I can't go with how many years have I been in Chicago? Oh, a fifth straight year of, well, the only thing I care about this season is finding out if the quarterback can play.
That's right. That's right. 5 years right, for Mars Paul you Harris.
No, no, I haven't been here 5 years. I haven't been here 5 years. This is the fifth season. This
I can give you one sticker.
No, I don't want any stickers. I don't want any stickers.
Don't tear those bears in half. Don't you dare.
Sorry.
They're too cute to be torn in half.
They are very cute.
They're just babies. Yeah.
They are just
a baby.
I think I've eliminated Elite in his future, in Caleb Williams' future. I have not eliminated Very Good, though. And the reason I can't eliminate that, let's think about this. Like, can we think about Caleb Williams as Patrick Mahomes? Can we think of him as Josh Allen? Can you think of him as Lamar Jackson? Can you think of him as Joe Burrow?
Like Justin Herbert, like
Drake May.
Those names are leaving my brain. I will admit it. So that does not mean that it's a total like Very Good. It's still Very Good if that's what he can get to. And the arm talent remains irresistible, but I don't like that I'm resorting to that right now.
You want to be not talking about between the years.
Right, because until that goes away, any quarterback who has that kind of arm talent is going to be around forever with guys thinking they can make the most of it. That was Jay Cutler. That was, who was the old Jeff George, man? How many chances did Jeff George get?
It is
like, when you just think about the guys with the big, big arms, like they're irresistible. So he remains that, does Caleb Williams. But I think that using Elite needs to be taken off the table.
Well, I mean, it's the basics, right? It's like I said, I need you to show me something. Short yardage, one of you.
Yeah, arm talent. I guess that is part of arm talent, right? Knowing when to take a little bit off of the zip and all of that. But he's still like, what hasn't gone away for Caleb Williams is like, unlike other quarterbacks, he is still capable of, even if he's not doing it yet, making every throw. And until that goes away, he remains irresistible and on a track to be very good. But I won't say elite.
Number two.
Where's your confidence level in the Bears' run defense now that rookie defensive tackle Shamar Turner is out for the season with an ACL tear?
We keep getting information unfolded to us like layers in a croissant this week. And croissants are tasty, and this is not. This is the opposite. It's like layers in a half-spoiled onion or something. Like, first, it's Shamar Turner's out for the season with an ACL. And frankly, has he not been, I think at this point, just because of the function of the defense versus the function of the offense, out of him, Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, and Ozzie Trapillo, you at least rank him second out of the four when it comes to functioning and helping out the Bears in a way. And I say that knowing that he missed time earlier. So I am not happy about that because he was really helping the run defense. Dominique Robinson with the ankle, we've got to get more information about that. That is a huge concern to me because he has been one of the pass rushers who has produced. I say that relatively speaking. And then, you know, in Brad Biggs's 10 things, you and Brad Biggs both, Mark Grody, were surmising this. And then one of the sub-headlines does say that Grady Jarrett had a scope, arthroscopic surgery.
There it is.
On that knee. Number seven, defensive tackle Grady Jarrett returned to action for the first time since week three and arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. Now, we know Jarrett's responsibility isn't necessarily run defense like that, but he's there. He's closest to the ball. He's closest to the line of scrimmage. So when you consider all these things together, it's just a lot to try to figure out what your confidence level can be in the run defense at all moving forward. You're still trying to figure out personnel groups, right? I don't know. Five-ish? Six-ish? Huh?
Nah.
When you add up the Shamar Turner with the Robinson, with the Tyreek Stevenson, with the Kyler Gordon, you start adding them up. It's like, okay, if you can't get pressure up front and you can't stop the run up front, and then your secondary guys are on an island, and we know how far down the depth chart we are with those guys. I don't know that I have much. I'll give it a 3.5.
Ooh. Also, this is a really funny quote. Grady Jarrett, ACL is awesome. Awesome cruciate ligament. Hell yeah, Grady Jarrett.
Sick.
Show off your ACLs.
No doubt.
man. Well,
awesome cruciate ligament is great.
And that's part of why maybe I'm a little bit more confident that the run defense will maintain, or I know this week it wasn't particularly good, but the 2 weeks previous it had been. We haven't really seen the full force effect of Grady Jarrett and Jervon Dexter, and those are the guys for whom there are more expectations. Even Andrew Billings before Shamar Turner. Like, Shamar Turner, there are high expectations, or were high expectations for him, because he's a second-round pick. But the guys that you do expect to make plays, and they've made more plays in the last 3 weeks than they had, including Montez Sweat, those are the guys that you were planning on depending on, and I think will continue to depend on. So I would go 6+. I'm going to go 6+ on my confidence level.
I know it's a Shamar Turner question. I just know I've seen the run defense with and without Kyler Gordon, and I know one of those looks way better than the other.
Yeah. Yeah, the Gordon thing is a concern. Like, just in general, I'm concerned about Kyler Gordon because he's missed, what, a dozen games already in his career?
And he only played in two this year before.
Yeah, injured after the London game last week. I mean, and he is, you feel it. You feel it when he's not playing.
Number three.
This is 5 on It with Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And here is question number three. What's your biggest takeaway from week 8 in the NFL?
Week 8 in the NFL showed me that teams that you thought were good and better than their records are probably better than their records. See Chiefs, see Ravens. Bills, you were already achieving. You weren't achieving, you weren't underachieving. You were doing the things that I expected you to do to your expectations. They're 5-2. So that's partially because of what we said with the Ravens. And, you know, I picked the Ravens to win. That's when I thought Lamar Jackson was starting, because it just made sense. You know that record wasn't going to last for long with them because of their talent. So last night's game, Chiefs and Commanders confirmed that for me. Chiefs score 4 touchdowns. They win 28-7. Some things are starting to right themselves in the NFL world.
I think for me, looking at all the teams that have 2 or less losses, or even the teams with 3 losses actually at this point, because the Chiefs are certainly one of those. At the end of the day, it's Patrick Mahomes' world and we're just living in it.
Mm.
Like, looking at what happened last night, looking at what they've looked like since Rashee Rice came back, I'm not betting it. If it's the Chiefs in the field, I would take the field, but I'd do it in an unconvincing way.
I think the NFC's talent across the board is too much to just say, like, oh, this is it's not necessarily Chiefs in the field.
Yeah, no.
NFC has beat up on each other, I think, enough to make this a discussion.
I just wonder if, like, the Eagles and what their pass rush looked like last year with the guys that they lost could do what they did to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl this year. And I think the answer for me is probably not. So that's why I say Chiefs are the field.
I have.
What about the Broncos? Speaking of the AFC,
I'm not worried about the Broncos.
They whooped up on Dallas pretty good.
44-24.
It's Dallas.
I had a couple takeaways. There are 2 things.
Defense is going great there, guys.
Green Bay is back to being really good again, and I look at now they have. I know, and they've won 3 in a row. They beat Pittsburgh on the road. We talked about that yesterday, 35-25. So yeah, they are to be dealt with in the division. Also, this Indianapolis thing is kind of fun. It really is. It's kind of, and I know that there's the Tyler Warren factor that's not fun to a lot of Bears fans. Colston Loveland got to kick up his game a little bit, but they're 7-1 after beating the Titans, understandably, 38-14. So I'm very curious about that team. And you know they're going to hit some sort of slump. And can they or can they not overcome it? That's always the way it is with those surprise teams out of the gate. And then, and I've been saying this all year long, Minnesota might suck. I don't know.
Question hands, Shruggy.
Carson Wentz out for the season?
3-4. They've lost 2 in a row.
Welcome back, JJ.
Can't figure you out, Minnesota.
Poor Justin Jefferson.
Next time you guys
the
have
Vikings
church
should
on.
Just trade him to the Bears or something.
Okay.
Yeah, for Caleb Williams to not throw to him.
Say more. What?
Listen, if somebody
just overthrow him. Or
shoot
overthrow
or shoot.
Him.
Okay, shoot or shoot.
What? Shoot.
Number 4.
Sorry about that, Ray.
Josh Giddey and the Bulls are 3-0 after a home win over the Hawks Monday, leaving them along with the Thunder, and Spurs as the only undefeated teams in the NBA. How many games in a row will they win to start the season?
The Sixers?
Well,
10-9-8-7-6ers.
Damn it. They got Sacramento Kings at home on Wednesday. They've got the Knicks at home on Friday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3.
Then they go to the Knicks Sunday. I think they can win 5 in a row to start the season before having to go to the Madison Square Garden. Mm. I think they can. And if they get 5, 6 is where it's ending. I don't think they can beat the Sixers.
I thought that they were going to lose to Orlando because I have a lot of respect for Orlando. That's pretty much what it came down to. So I'm already wrong. I'm happy to be wrong, but I'm wrong. I don't think that they lose to the Kings at home. Don't think that's happening, especially because, well, it's Bulls West. That means that for me, it's coming down to either the Knicks game on Friday night at home on Halloween. And a holiday Bulls game is always a fun event. You know, like the New Year's Eve Bulls game. That's going to be a fun crowd at the United Center. And then that means at New York. But I still think probably one of those New York, I think it's probably the first New York game.
The home game?
Yeah, I hate to say it. I really do, but.
So 4?
Yeah. But that's still really good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
4-0 is nice.
I think I'm with Marshall on this one. I'm going to go 5, and then they will lose the at New York game on November 2. So, yeah, I'm going to go 5-0. Yeah.
Bulls. I like that.
5.
5 on it. Number 5.
Last question here on 5 on it with Raheem Harris and Grody. Shohei Ohtani reached base 9 times, including 4 intentional walks, 2 home runs, and 2 doubles in the Dodgers' Game 3, 6-5, 18-inning win over the Blue Jays. What's your biggest takeaway from the game tied for the longest in World Series history?
I'm a delusional general manager, and I will admit that. If I had the money that they have in LA to build a team, I would do the same damn thing. You know why? Because of games like that. You can talk about wins above replacement, and typically that means all of baseball. So that throws in teams like the Athletics and the Pirates and the like. But who are you going to go to when it's the best of the best and only the elite difference matters? And that's where Shohei Ohtani comes in. Because not only does he win you every other game, he's the difference maker when it comes to being able to be in a World Series 18-inning ball game because you know you have that guy. I say all of this to stand on a soapbox to give the Cubs motivation to sign people who they know have over 5 career wars because you get what you pay for. That's what matters. The Dodgers are inevitable because they have that man. And even when it's the smallest difference, his difference is still going to get you that kind of ball game. Layla, in a world damn series.
Layla, who's starting for the Dodgers tonight?
Bingo!
19 pitchers were using all combined.
I counted that number like 8 times because I was like, am I right about this?
The pitchers?
Am I right about this?
I was literally just doing it.
Like there are stats. It's kind of like that defensive rating stat for the Bulls. You're like, I got to refresh the screen a couple times.
Listen. My biggest takeaway is simple. Only let Shohei Ohtani beat you in one way. Only let him pitch to you. You don't have to let him hit.
Well, they intentionally walked them.
But if you really want to win a World Series.
And when they didn't.
He crushed them. Isn't that wild?
So just take the intentional walks and keep it moving.
That was
my takeaway.
In 2016, there was a series against Washington where Joe Maddon, every time Bryce Harper came up to the plate, he intentionally walked his ass. And it was Ryan Zimmerman. Is it Ryan Zimmerman?
Yeah, that's him.
He would come up every time, and Joe was spot on. Ryan Zimmerman would strike out or ground out. Bryce Harper was pissed off at Joe Maddon for walking him.
He
made
mad
a
at your
fool
teammate.
Of Ryan Zimmerman because he kept on falling right into the trap. You're right, Marshall Harris. They should just intentionally walk that man every time he is up to play.
Except here. Here's the problem.
Yes.
You have the rest of the Dodgers lineup.
Oh,
to contend
Freddie
with.
Freeman's in that lineup. Did he hit a
Didn't
game when
he have
home
the
run?
Walk-off? Yeah,
I think he did.
That's kind of the point.
That's right. That is another guy who's going to the Hall of Fame. Actually won the game for you last night. Noted Dodgers hero.
Yeah, they're inevitable. That's why I said Dodgers in 5. Thanks
they
for proving my point, Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Thanks for doing that. Coming up next here on 5 on it, we continue here at Raheem Harris and Grody. Don't look now, guys, but Halloween is Friday. Some of you celebrated it Saturday. And the trade deadline is almost here. So with a week away, what do you want the Bears to do? Put on your delusional Bears GM hat. Dare to dream. We do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That stuff does, it adds up and it hurts us. It's just not the way you win in this league. You know, I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
That was Ben Johnson talking about, as we know, the 11 Bears penalties that they had in the game against the Ravens. And I say that older sister style, where I just stare at you like you know what you're doing, younger brothers. What are you guys doing? And that brings us to our next discussion. It's not just the penalties, as we know, that are an issue, but we're a week away from the trade deadline. So what do you want the Bears to do? Is it about the leadership on this team? Do you need one of those? Are they even available in today's NFL at a deadline? How much do you badly want Breece Hall? Is it enough to make a deal?
Do they need a left tackle?
If only there was a left tackle trade available. Are you kidding? What's an exchange? Half the team?
Right. I mean, that's a good question and a good starting point too, Layla, because are the Bears just developing a left tackle now with Theo Benedict? Are they going to let him play through the struggles? Have they really truly identified Theo Benedict as the answer at left tackle, or is he a stopgap guy? Because if he is not the guy who they truly think is going to be it, then yeah, keep your eyes open for extra offensive linemen. Yes.
It's all well and good to say you want a left tackle at the trade deadline. I also want a pony and $1 million and a winning lottery ticket.
I'm more looking at the big picture of Theo Benedict.
And to be able to reach things in my cabinets.
I know Jason Peters is not walking through that door at Hallis Hall. I know you're not going to get your left tackle of the future. But if we're talking about trade deadline and areas of need for the Bears, I'm only opening the door for the discussion of what are the Bears doing at left tackle? Like, when Braxton Jones is healthy, if Theo Benedet continues to struggle, do you put him back in because he'd probably be a bit better than Theo Benedet right now? Is there a chance that Karan Amagaji could play there? Like, what is the answer at left tackle right
now?
So
the trade deadline is the one in your heart because you're trying to figure out whether or not the answer for the Bears is really on the team. Like, theoretically, with Karan Amagaji and Ozzie Trapillo, and I know Karan is injured, but theoretically, somebody else could also, like, that's the problem is you've gone through your reserves, you know, there's only, and nobody wants them, like, not all of them, you know, it's not like you can package a deal where if that makes sense. You need backups on the line.
All right, do the Bears need a running back?
That's probably, because of how we know the league works, don't you think that's probably the most easy discussion to have in a transaction like a trade deadline?
You got him in your locker room on the practice squad. You got Britton Brown standing right there who had a good preseason. It's, is that like, isn't he just as good as anybody you would get in a trade right now?
The Bears.
Not if it's Breece Hall and the Jets are like, oh, we need to retool.
For any NFL team at the trade deadline, running back has to be the easiest position to acquire. Like, there will be running backs made available. You can throw somebody a draft pick and they'll give you a running back. The question is that worth it? Is that worth it based on what you have on your team right now? I was told the running back's room is fine. That's what I was told.
By who?
Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
He literally said that.
He said a lot of stuff.
Well, but I mean,
you're right, though. He did say that. And then after that, the running backs, all of a sudden, DeAndre Swift ripped off back-to-back 100-yard weeks so that you can only stand there and throw your arms up and be like, okay, good
DeAndre's
call.
DeAndre's not my worry. It's the idea of having two that complement each other.
Well, Manungai, do you have a problem with what he's done in his, let's say, since the bye? Since the bye, how do you feel about the Bears running game?
Better, not great.
But do you feel like
the representative?
Like, for example, you should be able to run for a touchdown more.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, do you feel like if they got a different running back in there, that would solve their problems on offense? I don't. I think the problems that they have on offense are penalty-based and they are quarterback decision-based in terms of whether it's the cadence that we're talking about with the false starts. But also, DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai have done the job when the holes have been open. That's if we're doing like a wins above replacement for running backs, I don't see like this yardage that they didn't get the yardage they were supposed to get on these runs. I don't see that.
So let's leave. I would say
that's why I'm not trying to trade for a running back.
It wouldn't be shocking if you get another body in here, but that's not going to move the meter. It's not going to change your team at this point. And like I said, I mean, I was half kidding, but serious. Like, they might be just, if they want to try somebody else, if somebody gets injured, then Britton Brown, who I had a short conversation with, you know, last week, saying that they've told him to be ready, just like they tell all their players to be ready, but with a groin injury for the last couple of weeks to DeAndre Swift that he has played through, then you have to wonder at some point in time if you're going to need another body.
The text line makes an excellent point here from 815. Given injuries, the Bears absolutely need a cornerback, and soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to get a cornerback, though.
Out to the defense.
Yes. That's the problem, is some of these positions, you know, are easier to move. There's just more transactions surrounding running backs, for example. There's more transactions surrounding, even receivers. There are. Like, the value of the receivers, as we know, like, we're seeing two elite ones coming up in Higgins and Chase, but that is a position that oftentimes is involved in a transaction. Left tackle? Never. So when it comes to, I say that relatively speaking. So when it comes to quarterbacks, I feel the same way. It's they're hard to get.
Right. Are you going to get some? I mean, it's very easy to sit here
I should say a good one who's established as
well. Right. It's very easy to sit here and say, oh, you can get somebody better than Jalen Jones. You can get somebody better than Jack. Can you? Like, it's not like these are terrible depth people. They're backups. Well, they're backups for a reason, but are you going to be able to get somebody better than the depth pieces of people who are trying to figure out who these guys are?
I think it's more about if you can see something in someone else. Remember, your depth has had to climb the ladder, so now your depth needs depth. So someone to fill in for the guys who have been moved up because Tyrique Stevenson and Jalen Johnson are unavailable. I think that's where you can maybe, if you're a good GM, do a little sneaky something-something, leading into the trade deadline to help shore up your secondary.
Well, and the same number cites the Roger McCreary trade. Titans and Rams, that was reported yesterday. Titans get a conditional 26th fifth round pick for the Rams in exchange for McCreary and a conditional 2026 sixth round pick. And the price is right. Yeah, that's a reasonable deal where you're not losing a lot to get a fresh body.
6-3 on the text line. I would like to see the Bears move guys to get picks. I do not think this team is a move away from contending, so I would like to see them sell and add picks. I don't hate that idea, but the reality...
What have they done with the picks?
Sell who?
The reality is, who are you selling? Like, it'd be different if they had a bunch of extra depth. Last time I checked, the Bears don't have any extra depth anywhere.
I was going to say, get picked, like, but yeah, who would have the value? Like, if you were to make a big move, like a Tremaine Edmonds or something like that, is there value for Tremaine Edmonds for the sake of your future and rebuilding this Bears team in the name of Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen?
Bob Tree has a thought, yes.
Well, we brought up DJ Moore's name, but, like, what about Cole Kmet? If you have Colson Loveland, like, I don't know if someone's willing to take the contract of Cole Kmet, but that's someone that you could easily trade for. I don't even know what the value Cole Kmet is, but that is a name I would definitely float out there.
So no, you want Ozzie Trapillo playing more tight end slash tackle?
But he's right, though. There's a slight positional redundancy there, as many have pointed out, including leading up to the draft that was discussed. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Trying to figure out what the Bears should do at the trade deadline, what's feasible. And then I told you to dare to dream, so thanks to 312 for saying Myles Garrett.
Did you see him at the end of the game?
Thanks to 630 for saying Chase Young. Oh, yeah, I get the Athletic Scoop City newsletter. Highly recommend. The headline, Myles Garrett isn't happy.
DJ Moore.
But did you see the actual picture of him or the video of him sitting on the bench by himself? After a 5-sack day, the man sacked the quarterback 5 times in one game, and his team got the L.
Do you know how many games it takes for the Bears to get?
Don't do that.
I want Miles on my team. All right, what would it take, guys? What would it take to get? What would you give up on the roster to get Myles Garrett to the Chicago
problem.
Bears? It's not completely impossible.
You can't just be I'll trade Montez Sweat.
Well, the contract. Like
that doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
Well, that's the original point of the thought that was brought up by the texter. Like, who has value on the Bears right now that you could get something legitimate for?
You could trade Sweat for Myles Garrett, but you'd have to include a couple of first-round picks.
I mean, that's it. You would have to include...
And probably DJ Moore, too, honestly.
A couple of Sweat... Hold on. Micah Parsons got traded for 2 first round picks and a defensive lineman.
But
comparable talent.
It might be DJ Moore as well. Like, well, listen, the Dallas trade was dumb. We can all agree on that. The Micah Parsons trade, they didn't get enough back because they waited too late.
And it was in the division, which was also bad because the Cowboys want to be a playoff contender.
Yeah, so same conference is no.
Achane from Miami is not a bad idea, 6-3-0 running back-wise. But I just feel like the price is going to be high.
I'm the Bears...
Williams and Kmet and some picks. Okay, 269. Okay.
You can't trade... You can't sit here and say you're going to trade some of these guys that these people are talking about, but like this idea, DJ for Miles straight up isn't a bad idea. Yes, it is, because they would laugh at you when you called them with that.
It's good for the Bears.
Mark, you know exactly what I'm saying. Some of y'all play too much fantasy football. And some of y'all play fantasy football with people who are not smart and who would make these types of trades with you.
I take the opposite approach. I think that everybody has ridiculous trades in their brain, and you've got to get them out to then get to the thing that makes the most sense. You just got to get it out. Like, you have to just vent all these crazy trades to get to the trades that actually make sense. It's like a thought exercise.
The meatball trade machine?
It's not even...
Does that have legs?
Well, we've done it, right? But that's it. Sometimes you just have to get the crazy trades out of your head to then get to the stuff that gets you to the realistic idea.
And there's a place for those crazy trades, too. I mean, there was a time...
Talk radio. It's us.
There was a time on sports talk radio, I think when we were at the NBC Tower, that there was a hot trade rumor. Not rumor. I think it was Score Caller created. Trade Brian Urlacher to the Patriots for Drew Bledsoe, who, of course, had been benched for Tom Brady. Yeah, that was great. This is like heart. This is realized... Brian Urlacher at his peak. I don't know. This Drew Bledsoe. I mean, that might be a pretty good idea to bring him to the Bears for Urlacher.
So
he can't shed blocks anyway.
Let me give you something that's plausible. Let's give you something that's plausible.
Bledsoe.
6-3-0. Brisker and Byard have value. They do. They have value, but if you get rid of them, you're basically saying we don't care how many points we give up.
Who's your secondary?
Yeah, that's what
I just said.
It's
Marshall and Mark. Safeties out there. I hope you're happy.
Elijah Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
10. This is good from PFF. So they just did it. They said 10 fairy tale trades ahead of the 2025 NFL trade deadline. And that, I'm serious. I think you just have to get them out before you come to a conclusion.
On that list?
No, but like there's wild ones like Chase Young to the Eagles. Like,
oh no, that's same.
Peter
division.
Skoronski to the Seahawks. But that's the point. You know that they're fairy tale trades, but you have to realize, I think, what's ideal for the need, and then you go from there. Because you're not going to get that, so then you have to figure out what you can do.
There's really nothing possible for the Bears this year. I mean, it's kind of playing out the way I thought it would in terms of what they add and what they don't add. That next, this upcoming offseason will be where you will start to see bigger moves, bolder moves, more moves with the stamp of Ben Johnson on it. And I know we all like to think that Ben Johnson had his paw prints on everything that went down with the Bears earlier, and he probably did to some degree. That will increase this offseason.
No.
Which we're a ways away from.
But you know what? I'm happy that we can be a place for you to vent your trades. I do think that that is a necessary thought exercise.
I mean.
So let's do another one next. We make fun of the graphic. We tell you that it's a wide open NFC. However, are the Bears in the hunt? That's right. On October 28th, we discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Raheny Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's not wins or losses here this year. It's going to be all about establishing our culture here in the locker room. I already talked about accountability and integrity. We need to define what a Chicago Bear looks like both on and off the field. And as long as we take care of that, the results will speak for themselves.
Well, yeah. The results are still with a winning record. This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Ben Johnson talking to Fox Sports 1 on his view of success. So that said, of course, we love to look forward and backward and sometimes in the present, but mostly everywhere around it. Some call it avoidance. We call it working in sports media. So no better action now after we got all our crazy trades out of the way. Thanks to everybody who referred to Ozzy Osbourne. And thanks to everybody who also just got it out of their system with us. We now have to do the thing where we ask on October 28th. It's time, Marshall. You're confident about this. Is it really time to talk about whether or not the Bears are a playoff
team? In the hunt.
Is it really time?
I thought the question is, are they in the hunt?
Both.
Let me look back at my rundown.
No. Yes, the question is, are they in the hunt? But even I'm also asking me personally to you. Is it really time to even bring this up yet? Are we there yet?
I think 7 games is a big enough sample size. Yeah, in a 17-game schedule.
So essentially, we're asking, are the Bears good?
I don't know if I can ask that question.
Okay,
yet.
So I have an answer to that question, which is different than the answer to the other question.
Okay. I'm so scared.
The Bears are not good. Let's be very clear
great.
About that. No, they're not good.
Okay.
They are a mediocre, middling football team trying to find their way.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Why would you? Nice. I mean,
how do you feel about better? How do you feel about best?
Than last year?
They're better best?
They're better than last year, but they're certainly not their best. They're definitely better than last year's team, even though through 7 games last year, they had a 4-3 record.
You're playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So what you're saying is they still need to never let it rest.
They definitely do not need to let it rest now.
Playoffs. But you were so confident when I was like, can I even ask this playoffs question? Can I do this?
Because I want to have the conversation. That's why.
And then we're like, in the hunt, if you don't know, is the reference to the hilarious graphic that appears when the Bears are like, 4 games below 500 and like sometime in December and 14 teams in the NFC are on the thing because the NFC is so wide open every year.
It really is wide open.
And they get listed, but previously, and then they get listed as in the hunt and we all laugh. And I swear somebody at Fox is doing it as a joke because they're in on it because it's funny. 312 says the answer to all of the questions is no.
No.
773 says wait 2 weeks for the hunt. You know. But it's fine that we're doing it,
Layla.
But I'm still just like, can we do this now?
I understand why you feel that way, because you feel like it's early, and also you feel like you don't know who the Bears are just yet. But I will say this, they've played 7 games. There are teams that are not in the hunt. There are teams that are decisively nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, the Bears have the 8th best record in the NFC. Last I checked, 7 teams from each conference make the playoffs. They are 1 game out from a playoff spot. Not only that, it's who are they trailing for a playoff spot by 1 game? It's the San Francisco 49ers. Huh. Do the Bears see the 49ers at any point on the schedule this season? Mr. Grody?
No.
I'm sorry?
Yes, they
say
do.
That again? Sorry,
yes.
Sorry. I got confused. I was looking at something else.
Okay, well, I'm telling you to look at this.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking
at
the standings right now.
Okay, exactly.
And
the hunt.
The hunt. What I was looking at, what I was thinking in my head, did you finish your thought there, Marshall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the NFC North. Like, we know that Green Bay and Detroit are better. Yes. Are we okay? Are we comfortable?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, we
saying
have to
that?
Say it. Yes.
And I think the Bears might be better than Minnesota. Does Minnesota suck? I'll continue to ask that question.
Does Minnesota see the Bears again?
It's coming up.
It is.
I'm already over on the schedule.
It's on November 16th. So let me get this straight. Landman on Paramount Plus is out on November 16th, and so is the Bears and Vikings game. We got a lot of watching to do.
There is. I
do not
guys.
Have Paramount Plus, so no, I don't have any watching to do.
Bears are not as good, looking at the East, Bears are not as good as Philadelphia, right? Are they better than or as good as Dallas?
They're better than
yes,
Dallas.
Are they?
Dallas yep. down.
They did beat Dallas down. Are they better than Washington? 3-5 now, they
yes.
beat Washington.
Yes.
Don't do it just because the Bears beat them.
What is their record?
Head to head.
Washington is 3-5.
Okay.
They've lost 3 in a row.
Because they're 3-5 and they've lost 3 in a row, and if it comes down to a tiebreaker, the Bears get
right.
it. Yes, they're
right.
better than Washington.
They're better than the Giants. They're 2-6, right?
Especially with the Cam Scataboo news.
Yeah,
poor
the Cam Scataboo. Remember, they still play the Giants.
Scataboo.
All you're doing right now is giving me more reason to believe that the Bears are
squarely
in
the hunt. The hunt is getting more like possible with every read of the teams.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
God, the NFC is so freaking complicated.
Are they better than Seattle, the Bears? The Seattle?
I would not say that.
No.
I would not say that.
5-2. They're not better than the Rams.
Nope.
Who are 5-2.
Nope.
No.
San Fran, we talked about them.
That's the key. That's
the key.
One of the keys to the hunt.
It's a good call.
Yeah, so they are squarely in the hunt,
yeah.
are they not?
And then the only team in the South that you have to worry about in terms of are they better than is Tampa Bay?
No.
Probably not.
Carolina
4-4, right? Right? Yeah, a little bit. That's the proposition.
Development arcs are so, what about the Falcons? They're kind of like steadily improving.
No, okay, let me help you with this. Let me help you. Because you guys have some serious...
If people hate our voices, like body dysmorphia, we're left to two listeners after the Everybody who hates our voices is now totally tuned out.
You have NFL standings dysmorphia. You do not understand what you're looking at. The Falcons that you just mentioned have lost their last two games. I remind you, their last loss came by the way of a 34-10 beatdown of the previously misguided Miami Dolphins.
But what about that win over the Bills, huh? What about it?
That was so long ago.
This is the league.
Now you're getting personal, Lila.
No, I'm a Bills fan.
Pointing out it was a quality win.
Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is they're 4-3. And if you look at the next four opponents the Bears have, this is why they are in the hunt.
Yeah.
Like, go look at this. Do you want me to read them off?
So we've solved nothing.
Hit me.
The answer is yes. The Bears are in the hunt because nobody can make sense out of the bottom half of the NFC.
So at the Bengals.
Home against the Cam Scatabulous Giants.
The Giants, yes.
That's dub.
They've got a game at the Vikings. Who knows who will be playing
they
quarterback?
They suck!
You told me that, Grody.
I know.
Do need to keep track of if the Vikings suck.
They've got Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers at home. And you just told me the Steelers?
What did I tell you about the Steelers?
What did you...
he's still on the Vikings.
Well,
spot.
They got their butts kicked by Green Bay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, could they beat the Steelers?
So, of course. Yeah, this is not a Super Bowl bound team.
So, now I've talked about the next four games. How could you not say this team is in the hunt when legitimately they could be, after the next four games, I don't know, they could be 7-4, they could be 8-3,
This has been really healthy because we exited the Bears bubble within which there is so much consternation with us at this table and at this radio station. This was a great exercise.
There's consternation everywhere
is
my point.
Here's the problem. We're going to have to keep doing this.
I like it, though.
Because just like that stupid graphic that we laugh at, but it's true every year, this is the NFC. The real issue is the bottom half of the NFC is really more than half. So then you're just asking who's the least dysfunctional out of the top part of the bottom half of the NFC, which is more than half.
I know that makes no sense,
but that's kind of the idea.
Let's do the AFC now. I think the Bears can win the Super Bowl. Are the Bears better than New England?
All they need is to trade for Myles Garrett.
All you need to know is there's 16 games in the conference. The Bears are number 8. They are middling. That's who they are. But guess what? Middling and a little bit of luck, you could be in the top 7.
Are the Bears better than the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 4-3 right now and in second place in the AFC South behind Indianapolis
Colts?
They're
not, because Jacksonville has better wins than the Bears. If we're doing this college football style, they have better
wins.
They've
lost two in a row, but they're in the hunt.
Quality wins.
Jacksonville is in the hunt. Yeah. Oh, you guys are with me on quality wins now?
No, we're saying like when you're trying to measure playoff teams.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, of course you did.
It's kind of that type of day. Like, do you want data saying Caleb Williams took a step forward? You can have it. Do you want data saying he took a step back? You can have it. Do you want something in neutral? Sure.
Yeah.
You want to mention Myles Garrett as a trade? Go ahead.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, this is that kind of day.
Yeah, it is. It's a lonely, lonely... Is today Tuesday?
Tuesday. But you know who joins us next on this Tuesday?
Whom?
Our tape man. He lives in the real. He watches the film, so you don't have to.
The Rizzle.
Tim Jenkins, our quarterback guru, next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.